Welcome to the talk with your host, Jackson Cortinella, who cannot join us for this episode, Janelle Davis, Evie Sivage, and me, myself, and I, Victoria Rich. Today, July 18th, 1865, on this beautiful, beautiful day, we will be talking about 40 Acres and Mule, because this is very relevant right now and is a big shock to the nation. Let's get into it. So a little explanation of what the 40 acres and a mule is all about is Reconstruction and what the blacks deserve. Because now they are free after this terrible, terrible war that just happened and have no clue where to go or what to do. But the dishonesty within the whole debacle is shocking. Keep listening to find out more. What do you think? So, let's start off with the abolishment of slavery and how it's affecting our country. What do we think about that?
Well, we're starting to see this, like, a lot of, like, with land ownership and how it's really affecting them. And we're starting to see, like, what people think about who's owning what land. And so now that we're trying to see, like, these slaves owning land from the Special Order Field 15, or Field Order 15, we're starting to see these whites just think that they don't, like, deserve it, and they're getting a lot of pushback, but in reality, I feel like slaves just kind of want to be integrated into, like, normal life, you know?
Well, yeah, they want to be treated as people, not as objects, and actually, they never saw the land, they had never saw 40 acres of anyone, which is kind of, like, devastating to them.
What?
Thank you, Casey.
So you want to put some input on this?
Yeah, no, I completely agree. I feel like a lot of whites, they also, I feel like none of them know what they're doing with their land now, because now that they can't have slaves, they can't have those people doing their work. They've had people doing their work for them for most people, probably since they were born.
Yeah, but that's when, like, at this point, kind of slaves come to an advantage, and this is going to be talked about later on, when they are now getting paid for their work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And all these lands that they were on, white decided to take back, is now being, like, hired work. So they, in reality, it isn't their land and it's not their stuff, but they're getting paid for it at least.
Yeah.
And so I think that that's better.
For sure.
Yeah. But I definitely think racism is, like, or, like, racism, big, big, like, contributor to the whole thing. Like, that's basically everything. So, yeah.
I think it's fair because they had something to do while they were free.
But now we're going to look at, like, what really took us to where we are, like, now. And that was, like, what motivated Sherman to give out Special Order Field 15. Field order.
Special field order 15.
There we go. That's going to be a tongue twister. But it's basically, like, I kind of looked into it a little bit further, and it's, like, Sherman just, like, saw all of these slaves, like, coming to all these American, like, army forces, like, looking for refuge, looking for a place to go. And Sherman just, like, didn't know what else to do except he had the idea to create a council of, like, 12 black men and ask them what they wanted. And they literally just said, like, they wanted
their own land.
Their own land.
To work on.
To work on.
I feel like it also, a lot has to do with the fact that they were just kind of set out on their own, no home, no nothing. And then, you know.
Yeah.
The one thing that they wanted is just to own something, exactly. I think. They just wanted to own something.
Yeah, and the meeting with the 20 African Americans was like literally.
Huge.
What was his name? Hold on, let me get his name. It was. it was just
a group of, like, ministers that they chose, and one of the ministers was like, we just want land, and once we get this land, like, we will put in the work on it. We just want the land. We just want something to live off of, you know?
Exactly, and that person you're looking for, at least what I found, is Garrison Fraser.
Yes,
and
that's
like,
what it was.
Because, like, working was kind of their livelihood, and, Like, well, yeah, it is their livelihood.
And then now they have to go out there and try to make a life for themselves.
Yeah. Like,
and, like,
the only skills that they really know how to do is the skills that they were taught by working in a house and working
exactly
on those fields. So,
and they were, like, given food and stuff, like, from those people. Yeah, so now they have to try to figure out how to fend for themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. What
did
Jackson think?
What does
Jackson think?
I don't know. What does he think?
The conversation he had with the 20 African American ministers, their input motivated him to put the law in order.
Sherman, yeah, no, he was using a bunch of land that he didn't really have the right to. Well, he did have the right to because he was a general and he kind of has the right of most things there, but he didn't really ask anybody anything. He never asked, you know, the landowners, even if it was abandoned,
even if
the white
wasn't.
People are still annoyed that they are getting their stuff taken because obviously they're stubborn and they don't want to be just kind of in the, like,
give it up to blacks.
Yeah. In a way. So I feel like he did. It's kind of it's mixed because he did have the right because nobody was using it and it would have just gone to waste, but also he really should have asked.
And didn't at one point and down there in like South Carolina and Georgia, didn't the white folk come back to their land?
Yeah, they came back to their land to find that it was all given up.
Well, it wasn't really given up because they hadn't given anything yet. That's why there was a promise, but nobody they didn't get the land yet.
Some people that had already taken land over, like not everyone had got their promised land, but there were some people who had moved on to that land.
Yeah.
And like what ended up happening was like these whites would come back onto, you know, their said land and it would be already worked on. And it was really tough for those slaves to have started their own thing and have to
give it up
away.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
But normally they became hired laborers, but I think it was still really difficult to give what was theirs or what they thought was theirs.
Well, because they finally had something of their own, and then they just got taken right back away because they were on this land that they thought they were allowed to have, but obviously were not.
I don't know. And, like, Sherman, like, had a point, you know, where he, like, where do you put all these slaves, you know, and when they just wanted their land, like, what do you do with that?
He had the motivation. He had the right thoughts and the right motivation, but, like, he just didn't go about it in the right way.
He had the right idea. He just didn't have the resources to absolutely execute that idea perfectly.
Yeah, so what does Jackson think?
Yeah, let's see what Jackson has to say about it.
He had the right because it's not anybody else's land, and it would have been a waste of if he didn't use it.
Oh, yes. Okay, so the next question was how, like,
a freed woman,
freed men, and
freed
children,
saw the opportunity of this law.
Saw the opportunity of the law, and, like, they noticed that they had a lot more rights than they did before, obviously, because now they could go get jobs, they could get paid, they could go to school, they could have families, they could do what they wanted, and they didn't have to be scared of getting their children taken away. I mean, in the beginning, they did have the fear of getting their children taken away because it was a thing that, like, white families could, I can't remember what it was called, but the white families could, the white families could take the children while the parents were free if they didn't, like, have, because they couldn't provide for them. I guess that's kind of what it was off, but what do you guys think?
Yeah, I think you're completely right. Like, now they got to actually do work, like, for themselves. Like, I know a lot of moms, like, or mothers at the time, like, got to, like, do work for their family. You know, like, they got to see the effects of their work on the people they loved. And, you know, like, because they got to live together. That was another huge thing, is they were not in constant worry about if, you know, my family's going to get split apart. And continuing that, like, being a slave, they had done so many things for whites that the whites didn't know how to do. So now they got the opportunity to get paid for it. So now, like, it turned into something that they had to do, to something, like, they want to do because they want to be able to provide.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. And the whites were like, we need this, y'all. Like, we have not done this in how many years? Exactly. I don't know. I don't know how to wash my own clothes. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to do the dishes. Like, I've always had somebody else do it. So yeah,
nobody really knows how to do
it. And they're like, oh, I'll hire you. But it wasn't like a high amount, but it was like a good enough amount to where they could live off of it. Minimum wage,
right now,
or lower,
and minimum wage or lower is what they're being paid right now. They're not really getting paid over, you know, a big amount of money, but I think that they definitely are seeing this opportunity right now to make some money and own stuff.
Jackson,
at the end of this, it's like, whose fault was this actually? You know, like,
nobody got anything.
Exactly.
Like, whose fault is it?
Like, we have Sherman promising all these slaves 40 acres and a mule, but, like, is it Sherman's fault or was he trying to just do the best? Like, yes, he shouldn't have promised it, but.
I think it was a mixture of the two, because it was Sherman because, like, he promised something that he didn't know if he could keep the promise to. Like, he didn't know if he could keep that promise. And then it's also Andrew Johnson's fault because he was totally against, like, the abolishment of slavery. He, like, wanted slaves, and he became president after Abraham Lincoln, after he was assassinated, because he was the vice president. And he was, like, totally against the abolishment of slavery, and that's, like...
Yeah. I definitely think we can't just put the blame on one person here. We can't
I think it's everybody's fault.
It's more just because a lot of people kind of, like, I think that we can definitely just put the blame on, everybody. We just kind of have, you know, Jackson everybody. And then not Jackson.
It wasn't Andrew Jackson either. It was Andrew Johnson.
Johnson. Okay.
Same difference.
It's okay. It's okay.
Really feel like you should be
No, it's fine. So,
it's just kind of everyone's.
It's everybody's fault. Period. That's just how it is. Mm-hmm. Like, so we're moving on. Jackson is gonna give you some of his input on the whole thing. So
yeah, goodbye.
They've never owned anything before. They've always been the owned. The harder they work, the more money they get. They saw the as a good opportunity to make money.
Oh, yeah.
They kept working like they did before.
Oh.
Because they were not refugees and they were born where they were.
Hmm.
It was Sherman's fault because he never asked anybody or took anything into consideration.
Hmm.